Introducing
Pretty Girls Love Real Estate. Stories of everyday women breaking barriers and building wealth through real estate.
Boss.
B-O-S-S.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a special artist spotlight interview. Today is September 16th, so it's a Wednesday, and it is one of my best friend's birthday. So she is going to join us to talk about her real estate podcast, Pretty Girls Love Real Estate. So we are going to welcome now host of Pretty Girls Love Real Estate, Jessica Washington. She's coming up now. Hey.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, girl. You're looking all glam. Look at
girl,
you.
It's this filter, okay? Have you been getting into the Instagram filters?
Girl, no. I barely know how to add some music on my post.
Okay, that's advanced. That's an advanced skill. So, Jessica, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your podcast, and then we'll dig deeper.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for doing this with me. I appreciate you. My podcast is called Pretty Girls Love Real Estate, and I talk to a bunch of different ladies that are killing the game in all areas of real estate. It's aimed for women of color, and I just want to share their story and, you know, how they got to this point and all their kind of trials and tribulations throughout their real estate career. And so I had some awesome guests so far, and then we're going to keep working, going. So it comes out every week. But today is my birthday, as she said, so I wanted to turn the kind of camera around and let y'all know a little bit more about me.
get in the spotlight. I just dropped her information down in the comments, guys, so make sure you follow her and show some love. So talk to me about launching this podcast, because I remember us at the towards the beginning of quarantine and everyone kind of figuring out how to best navigate and create their own opportunities. You mentioned the podcast. And with a little slight encouragement, you took it and you're running. So talk to me about that startup, because I'm sure there's a lot of people in here who might be interested in starting their own podcast or publication, but they're like too scared to do it. So how did you move forward?
Well, I got the idea to start it just because I listened to a lot of podcasts and stuff in general, definitely about real estate. And most of the ones that I listened to was like older white guys, or maybe they had their wives on it or something. And I felt like women of color was just underrepresented. And so personally, I knew a lot of ladies that were doing a lot of dope stuff in real estate. So I was like, why not just be the change I want to see and start it and do it. And like you said, it took some encouraging to get over perfectionism and, oh, it's got to be this, it's got to be that. And just was like
big Virgo energy.
I know, right? So that's why I started it. So, and we've been going strong now. This is episode 16. So it's been going for like 3 or 4 months now.
I love it. Consistency. And you've had a nice range of women from all over the country. So talk to me about how you network and how you find your guests.
Well, originally, and still now, majority of the ladies, the ones that I knew personally through just, you know, life experiences and then my own journey through real estate. A lot of the ladies are from the New York, New Jersey area, some from D.C., some from Florida. I have a couple guests that are from Cali area from when I used to live out there. And then now it's been amazing because, like, a lot of the guests refer me to other people that are doing some great things. So it's been an awesome networking opportunity as well. So we're just going up from here.
Nice, nice. Now, you talk to me about how you got interested in real estate.
Oh, yeah. So... So originally I got started when I was living up in New York and New Jersey, and it's kind of cliche, I feel like a lot of people had the same experience. I read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, and that like really changed the game for me. It really opened my eyes up to the possibilities and, you know, taught me new perspectives about real estate and what's possible. So from there I kind of just dove in head first and started like YouTube University. I started getting, you know, read any book I can get my hands on. And then most importantly, I started actually going to a lot of networking events with other people that were actually doing stuff in real estate. So just meeting people, connecting, the soaking up as much information as possible. And then I actually bought my first property up in New Jersey. So, and then after that, it's been just a whole bunch of other stuff since that.
Okay. So what are some things? Talk to me about buying and managing your first property.
Oh, girl.
This is the one I lived in, right?
Yes, girl. So, it was a great experience. So it was in Newark, New Jersey, and shout out to my girl Nate, who was actually the first guest on my podcast. She was my realtor for the transaction. So just, you know, learning more about real estate, I knew for sure that I wanted to buy a multifamily property just to take advantage of being able to live in one of the units and get cash flow from renting out the others and ultimately live rent free. So that's what I was doing. So I had been looking for a place for like a couple months. And then when I linked up with Nate, she was on it for me. Like, she was out there. We was looking at properties all the time. So when I started linking up with her, I think we found a property within like 2 or 3 weeks. Wow. And as soon as we went to see it, like, I knew this was the one. And the owners were this older Black couple, they were really nice. They're really cool. And I basically like went back in there and was like kind of schmoozing them up. Like, no, you need to sell this house to me. Like, so, that was a great experience. So we went through the transaction, everything went by, you know, without a hassle, the typical closing time. And then it was a two family, but it had a finished basement. So that was the plus for me, because I was like, all right, I'm going to live in the basement. It's already ready to be moved in and all that. And then as far as the other units, the older Black couple lived like on the first floor. So that was pretty much moving ready. I didn't really need to do anything but like paint and, you know, clean it up a little bit. And then the second floor upstairs, I wanted to change the floor plan to try to maximize the space. So we had to like knock down a wall here, close off a wall here to make it more functional. So even with all that, it wasn't too much. And so I was able to finish that and get both of the units rented out within a month or two. And then I was living rent free in that basement. So yeah, it was a great experience. I mean, it was little stuff here and there. So the house is older. The house is over like 100 years old, but a lot of stuff had been renovated, but like the furnace, like finally gave out, and this was in the dead of winter. So I had to get that replaced ASAP. I know you remember like the pipe overflowing in the basement. Yes.
Girl, that was amazing. Like, why is the water running?
The pipe overflow in the basement. That was like the first month I got it. So luckily, I mean, I had to file an insurance claim, but they took care of it. So, I mean, I would definitely tell people, make sure your homeowner's insurance is A1. Make sure you have a warranty for your like main appliances and stuff, because you never know when you're going to actually need to call on that stuff. And it's, you know, a little bit more money every month, but it's worth it for sure, especially in the case of emergency.
Home ownership is a whole nother beast.
Girl, like I said on another podcast, it was talking to one of my guests, like it's a different mindset you got to be in from renting, because anything that's not that needs to be fixed, anything, you know, get a call from the city about the trash being left on the front, anything that little stuff is all on you. So you got to take care of it, and there's nobody else is going to like come. There's no maintenance team and all that. You got to take care of all that stuff. So yeah, and then just managing the people, the tenants, that was like, one was really low maintenance. They were cool, you know, never any problems. Another one was a little more high maintenance, but it was good because I had them under this program called SODA, which is like they place people that had been residing in homeless shelters in NYC, and they would put them in different apartments and stuff, you know, anywhere. So the advantage to that program is they pay you a year up front. But the disadvantage is that, you know, just little stuff, little problems, it's hard to get that tenant out if you have to, because they already gave you the money. So if you get them out, then you got to pay back that money. So you got to think long and hard about that. But overall, it was a very good experience. So, and then I got my other house, like, what, 10 minutes down the street. So I moved out the basement and moved into that, which was more of like a live-in kind of flip situation. It was a single family home. And then unfortunately, and I like looking back, hindsight is 2020. So the taxes on my first property, the multifamily, went up like dramatically. So I was like, it was to the point where it was more than what the cash flow I was getting every month. So I just decided to sell it. But looking back, I'm like, it's more things that I could have done to try to keep it. And I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't like dying, like, oh, if I don't pay this, you know, mortgage, like I'm a, you know, be in foreclosure or something. So I definitely could have did some more creative stuff to keep it, but hindsight is 2020. So now I know better, but then I still have the other single family home that's currently being rented out. So that's where we at right now.
Okay. So how does one know when they're ready to be a homeowner versus rent? Because correct me if I'm wrong, but it kind of only makes sense if you do it the way you did, where it's a multifamily that essentially the tenants kind of pay the mortgage.
Well, I would say that. I mean, it just kind of depends on what most important to you. I would definitely say, like, if you rent now, I would try to, you know, save up my coins as much as possible and try to get into your own house because, like, you know, one, just being a homeowner, you can do whatever you want. There's no rules you got to follow with, you know, somebody else, the landlord. They can't tell you what colors to paint or what you can do to your own house. And then also you're building equity. So if you live in a single family home and it's you, you're not building the cash flow, but you're building equity in your house. So once you pay off enough equity, now you can use that equity to refinance and then use money to purchase another house or fix up the house that you're in or just do a bunch of different things. So you can't do that if you're renting.
Okay. So how does one know that they're right? Well, save first, obviously.
Well, yeah, you definitely gotta, you know, get a little bit of money together for sure. But I would say you ready to move once you get tired of like having a landlord.
Right. Well, just that.
You want
to like
get
that.
Tired of having a landlord. And then also once you kind of know, you know, about investing, you know, what type of, I guess, neighborhood that you want to live in, even if you want to have more space, like I would say anybody, like just try to aspire to having your own property as soon as possible, if you can. For sure. And they don't even have to live in it. It could be a rental property, a vacation home, whatever. Just aspire to own your own, especially in these times.
Yeah. Talk to me about your experience in commercial real estate.
Yes. I love me some commercial real estate. So in my journey of real estate when I was in New Jersey, like I knew I wanted to get my real estate license. As I was doing more research and on my YouTube university and all that, I kind of stumbled across commercial real estate. And I was like, man, this is way more interesting and way higher, like, money that we're talking about now than residential real estate. Plus, it wasn't a lot of, definitely not a lot of Black people or people of color and not a lot of women. Definitely that was a, so even to this day, it's still predominated by older white men. And like the older boys club. So I was like, this is something I definitely want to get into just because I like taking on a challenge and, you know, doing the road less traveled. So that's when I started doing research for brokerages in the area that specialize in commercial. And that's how I found Gardner. So shout out to Gardner Rivera. He was my first broker on the commercial side with Paper City Real Estate.
Hey, Gardner.
Yeah, so he's a great mentor, and he just took me under his wing. We clicked instantly to just, you know, show me the ropes and show me the good, bad, and the ugly with the game. So we were focused on, like, multifamily commercial in, like, Jersey City and Newark and just different parts of Jersey. And then I started getting more into the commercial side as far as, like, actual commercial, meaning like retail, industrial, those kind of income generating properties. So then I went to another brokerage called Ripco Real Estate, which is really big in the New York, New Jersey area, and they specialize in retail. So I was a retail broker with them for like a year, and that was an amazing experience. Basically, what it was just brokering deals for retail stores, for restaurants. We had some like cannabis clients. So, so like even like small, like mom and pop. So I had a couple of clients that were starting like their small restaurant or something for the first time. And this was all obviously pre-COVID. And then we had some national tenants that, you know, were coming to like the big box shopping centers. And it was also great because got to travel to a different, like a bunch of different national conferences and meeting a lot of great people that were, had been doing, you know, retail forever. And I love that type of side of it because it was really tight knit and, you know, everybody was always willing to help. I met a lot of great mentors just being in that experience. So yeah, I love commercial real estate and I still want to pursue it. I want to purchase a multifamily apartment building for myself. So we still, you know, still making strides in that area.
Definitely. Speaking of making strides, you recently relocated to Tampa. So what real estate action are you in there?
Well, I originally set forth to move to Tampa because I had gotten into doing some short-term rental, like Airbnb properties. So I had one up in New Jersey in Newark, which was doing really well. So well, I was like, all right, I got to find an area that can do better in terms of one, cash flow, and then the laws are friendlier. So in New Jersey, it's gotten really contentious with that, and they're starting to really like tax people and, you know, hawk on that. So Tampa is an area, obviously it's a lot of tourism down there in Florida. People go to the beach. You got the snowbirds that come down in the winter. And then just a lot of things going on, like the Super Bowl is supposed to be there this year. And the laws are friendly. Like you can do Airbnb freely or whatever. So, okay. So I went down there and I had a couple properties that I started. Got a couple of properties and then wanted to dive head first and just grow my portfolio. But literally like 2 weeks after I got there, COVID hit. So, so that kind of like put me on halt and like, I was like, all right, let me just maintain in this area, but then I need to pivot. So just start learning more about the market in general. And I figured that the biggest thing that was there, that was an opportunity that I had not been exposed to up north was mobile homes. Okay. So down in Florida, obviously a lot of people that go down there retire, but just in general, people living in mobile homes just because it's a lower, I guess, asset class and it's more affordable housing than even apartments. So that's just a whole, like, mobile homes is a whole wave and I'm learning every day. So now I'm doing a couple of fix and flips of mobile homes. So that's a couple I have working on, should be done by the end of this month. Okay. So that's amazing. And just learning more about the financing and the lending side in mobile homes. So that's definitely my wave that I'm focusing on mostly right now.
I love that. So based on the market, it sounds like that's how you move. That's how you know what to get. That's good. So talk to me about what's next for Pretty Girls Love Real Estate.
Oh, yeah, girl. So one, these shirts. So the shirts I'm getting ready to sell, merch is going to be available. So this is the tank top. And then I have some actual like T-shirts that'll be available right now. The main thing is focusing on getting the website together. So just having your website where I want to have like a library of all the past episodes and just a kind of directory of all the ladies that I have on the show, past and future, of, you know, updating you on the projects that they may be doing. Because I know a lot of them are coming out with their own either podcasts or a book or just any type of initiative that they're working on to just be able to continue to add value to them beyond just being on the episode. Nice. And then obviously selling the merch coming soon, like trying to sell like face masks and just other little accessories that kind of go within the whole theme of being a pretty girl, being a boss lady in real estate. And then eventually I just wanted, the whole vision is to kind of build a community around women of color that are in all areas of real estate and how we can connect and just continue to build and help each other out, especially after we come out of this COVID. Like, I know we're going to turn up. So
yes,
that's where it's going to go for sure.
Well, happy birthday again, Jessica. Thank you for checking in and spending some time with us. Everybody, make sure you go run up the streams. Pretty Girls Love Real Estate, available on all streaming platforms, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. Look, go find it. Type it in. Make sure you follow her on Instagram. Buy this merch. Be a part of this community. And let's get these assets up, all right?
Yes. Well, wait a minute. Like, I know your people know who you are, but if anybody that doesn't know and joined us from my side is not aware, can you tell them, like, obviously, you my home girl. That's why I got you interviewing. But it's more than that. Like, you are a boss in the media game. So tell people just a little about you and what you're doing.
So at this point, I'm a media consultant because I wear many hats, which totally works for my personality type. But I'm a contributing writer to a few national platforms. I also handle media relations, brand consulting, and just a variety of things in digital marketing and business strategy. And that was succinct.
Yeah, that was a nice little elevator pitch. Like, I feel like she was real modest with that, but check her out and you can see the whole catalog. She's been doing this for now, what, like 15 years?
Yes, so. I'm an OG in the game. TheBobbyPen.com is where you can find my portfolio and interviews like this one, okay? So, TheBobbyPen.com.
Cool. Thank you, girl. Appreciate it. I just want to say, like, giving the glory to God for letting me see another year to be happy and healthy and, you know, like progressing, you know, building wealth and being able to connect with so many, you know, just inspiring people. And I appreciate all the ladies that have been on my show and the ones that will be on in the future. Y'all don't know how much it means to me that you took the time just to, you know, just share your story and hopefully inspire and encourage other people out here. So I just really appreciate it. I'm so humbled by all the reception I've got from the podcast. So it just encouraged me to continue to be consistent, like you said, and just keep building.
Yes, I love it, guys. Again, it's Jessica's birthday. So go show her some love on her page. Follow her. Spam her comments. Pretty Girls Love Real Estate. Until next time, guys, it's Bobby Penn's Artist Spotlight.
All right, girl. Thank you.
Bye.